In other news today, EPA Administrator Michael Regan is back in East Palestine, Ohio for the third time, talking to residents about cleaning up the mess from the recent train derailment. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg visited last week, even admitted he should have gone sooner. But nearly a month after the crash, President Biden still hasn't been to the scene. The derailment has unearthed a lot of questions about toxic chemicals and train safety, but it has also created some uncomfortable political questions for the White House. And Princeton historian Julian Zelizer has been writing about that. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's nice to be back.
So what do you think? Should President Biden have gone to visit the community by now?
Well, I think there's a strong argument that, yes, that certainly politically it would have been beneficial. And at some level, perhaps if it wasn't interfering in the cleanup, that it would be useful to have the president there just to build morale. I think some people in the administration are sensing this, but they're listening to that criticism and trying to figure out how to move forward accordingly.
We know many Republicans think he should have gone. Here's former President Trump during his visit to East Palestine last week.
Unfortunately, as you know, in too many cases, your goodness and perseverance were met with indifference and betrayal in some cases.
It's not just Trump. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, they've all criticized the president for not going. How would you describe the Republican strategy here? Because there is some politics at play.
Of course. I mean, the Republicans are seizing on this. There's been moments like this in the past where presidents appear to be slow to respond to some kind of domestic disaster, often a hurricane. And the opposition seizes on those moments to say the president is not being involved, the president doesn't care. I think commentators have pointed out a lot of this is posturing. Republicans themselves have not really supported the kind of federal policies that are needed to stop this kind of accident or to even clean up this kind of accident. Nonetheless, politically, it's offered them a window to go after the president on the domestic front, where he's still, you know, in many ways been very strong.
It is a tough balancing act, though, for any president, isn't it? Because on the one hand, President Biden has been dealing with a major international crisis, the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine, for instance, but he also has a lot of domestic issues to take care of. This can be tough for a president.
Very tough. I mean, almost every president has some situation like this, and they come under fire politically for not doing the right thing, whichever choice they decide to make. There is the fact that presidents are dealing with multiple issues at once. In this case, the president was overseas dealing with Ukraine. And also there's the question always, and Biden has hinted at this, if it's not more cumbersome when the president comes as officials are actually trying to deal with the cleanup and help the people in the community. Sometimes a presidential visit is not the most helpful thing at these moments, but whichever way you go, presidents will be criticized by the opposition for their choices.
I'm looking back at President George H.W. Bush, who had really strong approval numbers after Operation Desert Storm in Kuwait, but then Democrats used that opportunity to criticize him for ignoring domestic issues, as we've been talking about, specifically the economy. President Biden hasn't officially announced his candidacy yet, but do you think he is looking to history here for guidance? Should he?
He should. I don't think he should discount the kinds of problems this could generate, and this can become a symbol that Republicans use to go after those voters who were so important in 2016, for example, pockets of voters in rural America, in working class America, who felt disaffected by both parties. So I think he should take it seriously. I think he's in much better position than George H.W. Bush because of his domestic record and his own reputation. But this can become a political problem. And again, we're dealing with elections where small slivers of the electorate will matter very much. So you can't discount, you know, some kind of frustration in an electorate you need the support of.
Trump took pride in winning those voters in 2016. Joe Biden took pride in winning some of them back. Princeton historian Julian Zelizer, thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me.